had a great show so far this morning. Our first guest of the day was Jason Hayde, the former Clinton Prairie girls basketball coach from 8 seasons ago. The last guest was KC Woods, former football coach at Clinton Prairie. And our next guest is the new softball coach at Clinton Prairie, Brian Craig. Good morning, Coach Craig.
Hey, good morning, Jimmy. How are you?
Awesome. Great to hear from you this morning. Not only you coach softball at Clinton Prairie, but you're also on the football staff. Both those guys I just talked to this morning were PE teachers at Clinton Prairie and on the football staff, just like you are.
And they set a good standard for us at Clinton Prairie. I'm very thankful for all the progress that they kind of put forward. So it's nice to hear them talk.
Before we talk a little softball here, we'll give everybody a little, you know, your first year at Clinton Prairie, you're teaching, I think, PE out there, maybe some other things along with that. You were at McCutcheon, but if you want to keep the people a little idea where you came from, you went to high school, college, and being at McCutcheon, and then how you got to Clinton Prairie.
So I'm originally from a small town in Michigan called Quincy, Michigan. After college at Trine University, I went up there and taught for a year, and I just needed a change. I needed to make a name for myself, and so I applied at McCutcheon. I was thankful enough to get the job there 8 years ago. I taught PE. I coached football. I actually coached girls basketball. I was the head JV girls basketball coach at McCutcheon for the last 6 years. And then I had some stints as baseball or JV head baseball coach as well there. And then our new head coach at Clinton Prairie, Kurt Slicker, got the job. And I had worked with Slick at McCutcheon in all three capacities, football, girls, basketball, and baseball. And he said, hey, why don't you come over and be our offensive coordinator? And I thought it was a great idea, and so I joined, and I couldn't be happier with my decision. So that puts us where we are today.
Yeah, when you coached football last year at Clinton Prairie, I was impressed right off the bat, just your demeanor around the kids, and you did such a good job on the offensive side. And I think, the football team's looking up for another good season, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. We've got such a great group and a great core coming back. Just phenomenal kids. And, you know, you can say that I did a phenomenal job on the offensive side of the ball, but when you call Jacob Wilson or Cade Davis's number, it's pretty easy that they're going to do the work for you. So I'm very fortunate to have those guys, helping me out with play calls. But I just couldn't be happier. It's a great decision for me and my family, and everybody at Clinton Prairie has been so welcoming, and I'm just so fortunate to be a Gopher and be a part of everything.
Well, Coach Peckinpah, our athletic director, Chad Peckinpah, called upon you to be the new softball coach. I think they looked at several different people, but, you know, you stuck out real quick. You're a leader. Kids really respect you. I think you'll do a great job. The softball program has kind of been on the up and down a little bit in the last few years. If people in the area don't know, the Gophers have had a lot of success over the years. I think 2000 and 2005, the Gophers were state champs in 1A softball. We're playing in 2A softball now. But I think there's a core of girls out there, and if we can get things headed in the right positive manner, I think the softball program could get turned around. And can you talk a little bit about, you know, what your role is there and leading the Gophers this year?
Yeah, again, I'm just very fortunate that Coach Peckinpah trusted me enough with leading the program. Our three seniors, Grace Good, Alyssa Mulberger, and Bailey Floyd, have done a phenomenal job. It's always a nice thing as a coach when you can lean on your seniors a little bit to make decisions and kind of deal with those ins and outs of things. And they've done a phenomenal job. Really, my biggest thing is I just want to get some excitement back in the softball program. Like you said, state champions, two-time state champions not too far long ago. We've brought back some former players. Kathy Martin is going to be a coach, our first base coach. She was on those two state championship teams, and she has been a phenomenal addition. And then also Haley Wilson is going to come on as our pitching coach, and Haley's working with three great pitchers, and having those girls that were on the successful Clinton Prairie teams, I think, has really brought a different energy. They know what the standard of Clinton Prairie softball is, and they set it every single day. We try to focus on three things: energy, effort, and enthusiasm. Bringing those three things to practice every single day, no matter if you're having a good day, bad day, your swing's good, your pitch is good, no matter what's going on, you can always focus on those three things. And the girls have just fallen in love with that concept and then really embraced it. I'm excited to see where it takes us.
I think softball season officially kicked off about 3 weeks ago. And of course, this last week, Clinton Prairie's been gone on spring break. Can you get us up to date, Coach, on where you're at on the season and when your first game, if you haven't played one already, when that'll be?
Yeah, so we've been working since March 6th. That was our first official practice, and the girls have been working hard inside and outside, depending on how the weather wants to cooperate with us.
Sure.
But we're coming off of spring break. Actually, I just got back myself from spring break yesterday, but we start rocking and rolling here soon. Wednesday is our first official game. That's a home game against North Montgomery at 5:30. And then we also play Thursday against Frontier at Frontier. And then we've kind of got a doubleheader with McCutcheon on Saturday morning. So we don't waste any time. We're jumping right into it. And we got three games this week. If that Indiana weather holds off, but
yeah, it's always tough to play in April, that's for sure.
Yes, absolutely.
Hey, Coach, how many Gophers you got out this year, and who are you looking at being on the mound for you doing some pitching?
We have 16 girls right now. We do not have a JV team this year, which hopefully we can build things back up this year and kind of get there. But we've got three really good pitchers that I'm excited about. Sadie Welliver is a stud. She's going to be really good for us. Reese Klein is also another freshman that has a lot of experience with travel ball and the middle school program. And then Nevaeh Manjan is a sophomore, and she's kind of more of our power girl. But all three of those girls have experience. Maybe not high school experience, but they've been around the travel ball circuit. They kind of know the ins and outs. And I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about some other girls. Haven Wilson has been another excellent leader for us. She's a junior. She's going to be behind the dish and you know, calling all those commands. We've got Katie Fear now, who is, I don't know if you know Katie, but she is a spitfire. She's a wrestler. She goes 110% all the time. Just a great leader by example. Shelby Looper and then Tara Crabtree are also returners for us that are going to have a great year.
I know you're on the younger side of the program this year, having a lot of younger girls, but I think that's what you need to get, you know, the program turned around and have some success over here in the next few seasons. The team's made up, or Clinton Prairie's made up, of a lot of kids that come from that Colfax, Mulberry softball programs, which they've, you know, consolidated in the last couple seasons and started the CP Rec League. And I think that's very important moving forward for the local communities. You know, those state championship teams had some really good pitching and some girls that played travel softball, but the bulk of those girls came right off of those programs that played in the Lafayette Area Softball League and just played here locally and not did a lot of travel. And then over the years, we've had a lot of success, you know, with girls that have done that. And can you talk a little bit about, you know, getting the youth program and getting involved in that and how that's going to, you know, turn the softball program back to their winning ways?
Yeah, and I think that's the most important thing, is focusing on that youth, focusing on our middle school programs, because that's what's going to create that growth. Just like what you talked about, you know, everybody on the same page, everybody learning the way that we want to do things, not necessarily how everybody else wants to do it, but how does Clinton Prairie softball want to operate? And again, just getting some excitement around the softball program again. It doesn't have to be wins and losses either. It's just our girls having fun playing the game, our girls out competing, are they, you know, those are the important things that I look for, especially from the youth. If you're in third grade, you know, are you smiling when you're playing second base? That's what I want to look for. and I want to have every girl have a great experience, so then when they get up to high school, you know, they still love the sport and they still have a passion for it, because we're going to ask them to do some, you know, some hard things, some difficult things. And so if that passion there isn't there, it can be rather difficult. So, you know, I think just having a familiar approach, and I think, you know, having people that used to be in the program, like Kathy Martin and Haley Wilson, and, you know, former coaches and former players, all those people coming back into it, I think that helps just unify things a little bit.
Well, at the boys' basketball sectional, I was sitting right next to Mrs. Clark, and I was talking to her a little bit about one of her new hires for next year, the Clark girl that graduated from Carroll, and I work with her dad, and I thought that was a good hire. And you were sitting on down the way, and I pointed at you, and I said, well, if you could hire everybody that comes through your door, just like Coach Craig, I said, man, Clinton Prey would be unbelievable. And she totally agreed with me, and I said, I'm just so thankful he's came. He's done a great job. I could see it right off in the football program, you know, how good a job you've done, and just the way you interact with kids and being so positive, and your interview here this morning reflects that. So good luck this season, Coach.
Go ahead. I can't thank you enough. I mean, I really am fortunate to love what I do every single day. It's not work for me. It's fun. I mean, so I'm just so fortunate to be a part of the Clinton Prairie community and having all your guys' support, and it means the world to me. So thank you so much for that.
Well, thanks for being on this morning. We've had Coach Brian Craig, the new softball coach of the Clinton Prairie Gophers. We'll be back right after this. Raymond Jones, the athletic director at Clinton Central High School. Thanks for being on this morning, Coach.
Hey, thank you.